USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cleanup efforts continue in Kentucky after severe storms brought damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes to some parts of the state Tuesday. The hardest-hit communities were along the Ohio River, where damage was reported to trees, buildings, and power lines. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg declaring a state of emergency in the city and Jefferson County to help with the cleanup efforts.
The purpose of declaring the state of emergency was that the city government and any public agencies could immediately access, purchase, rent, whatever equipment and services we need to restore public health and safety as soon as possible.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates won't be getting cut anytime soon. This comes after higher than expected inflation readings for the beginning of the year. Fed Chair Powell also saying it's too soon to say whether the recent readings represent more than just a bump. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is celebrating the 75th anniversary of NATO at Truman Hall in Belgium.
It's also easy to assume that NATO's success was somehow preordained. It wasn't. It required that the 12 founding members of the alliance, and then those who came after, not only to build the foundations of peace, but then to keep fortifying it.
LSU's women's basketball players are catching some flack for not being present at the singing of the national anthem at a game against the Iowa Hawkeyes Monday night. Their coach says it wasn't intentional, but Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry tells Fox he sent out a letter to the college boards asking them to put a policy in place that makes players respect the national anthem.
Everybody should respect the flag. If you don't like it, well, guess what? You don't have to play the sport.
LSU's coach saying the team didn't know when the anthem was being played, and they were just following their pregame routine. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
An investigation is continuing into a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced to make an emergency landing. It was headed from New Orleans to Orlando. When it reached Florida, it was hit with turbulence. The pilot put the plane down in Tampa Bay. A spokesman for the Texas-based carrier saying that two people were taken to the hospital. One was a passenger and the other was a flight attendant. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is speaking to the press about the efforts that are underway to clean up and restore the recently collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
We are praying for the victims of the Key Bridge collapse and also their loved ones. And to their families, I say that we see you. We stand with you, and you will always have our full support now and always.
Texas immigration law SB 4 is being contested by the Biden administration at the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The law gives police officers in the state the power to arrest, detain, and deport individuals they feel are in the country illegally. Daniel Tenney is a lawyer for the Department of Justice, and he argues against allowing the Texas law to take effect.
Nothing that has happened this morning provides any basis for deviating from the analysis set out in this court's stay opinion.
The law has been on hold amid the ongoing legal challenges. The Biden administration has argued that only the feds have the power to enforce immigration law. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.